5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa.
Thank you for listening to Flowing with Famous, the Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno. This is Josh Peehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network podcast. Mike.
I'm here. We're just, this damn internet shows are having a little bit of...
glitchy.
A little cut of, yeah, it's a little glitchy, so I was just reacting to that. So.
Okay.
Trying to fix the glitches as we go.
It happened. I know, you know, we're doing that Fresno thing, and...
Fresno Famoso thing.
It's glitchy as heck. Almost every single week, there's some sort of something going on where it's like, you just can't... you can't plan for everything.
Right.
So, hey, speaking of internet stuff, you were part in the Bitwise virtual
yeah
event, right?
I watched it. Yeah. I was a big part of it. Oh yeah. Well, you didn't see my name at the sponsor and like well, I want to get on the marquee as watching the Fresnan.
I wanted to say that you were there, yeah, but
I was there.
You're not there.
Yeah, I was there. I mean, I had that thing on all day.
Did you really?
I had a screen that I have a projector in the studio that I can feed the internet through, and I just had that going all day. Mostly through CMAX feed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because CMAX had
it. Yeah, they had their own feed. I mean, not their own exclusive, but they were sort of filtering their own feed. You know, sort of picking and choose. It seemed like they're kind of choosing what the show, because I think there were, you know, you could have gone off on different tangents.
Right, right. There was main stage. And
right.
Then like
different stages. So they're just kind of showing the main stage. But because at first I wasn't able to get into anything. So I was like, oh, I'll just watch CMAX feed. And then I kind of, later on, I figured out how to.
Many people?
With that what?
Is that because there were too many people? Is that?
I don't know. It might have been my own freaking foibles. I don't want to blame them, so I really don't know. But later on, I figured it out. But I sort of just got used to just having the CMAX feed going on. But yeah, I had it on all day. I just sort of checking in and out on it, and sort of looking at the schedule of like, okay, I want to watch during this time and all that.
Well, I had heard, first of all, I want to say congratulations to them because they had 1,200 people or whatever signed up for that thing. And that's freaking amazing.
Yeah, I guess that's must have been a bandwidth issue where they actually limited tickets to. I was like, how do you limit tickets to a virtual event? But I guess bandwidth
because
issue.
Because it was a Zoom.
Right. Okay.
Because it was like a Zoom based thing. So I think, you know, even at the highest level, you still have to have sort of like limit on it. If I guess that's what it is.
Right. Yeah.
But still, man, that is great.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Mean, look, we put together some events and that's like 10
yeah, you,
times
yeah.
people.
Right. Oh, God. That didn't even pop up my mind until now, Josh. Thanks a lot. We put these events that we plan all year. We're talking about, of course, Fuse Fest. Plan that thing all year, these sponsors, all these bands, all these promotion, and one virtual fest that was promoted for a few days just completely knocks it out of the park from us.
I'm just telling you. And you know, I think that goes to show a couple of things. One, I mean, where Fresno is comparatively, you know, now in terms of people being open and ready to support these kind of things. And then also just Bitwise and the reach and the sort of like, and if you look at like their, and you watch the whole thing, you know, but the, who they had involved, I mean, I just think it was they did such a good job to me.
Yeah, they did. I was expecting it to be good too. And I was not, I had nothing to complain about other than, like, if I didn't like DJs, I might be a little DJ'd out, but, like, that's right. kind of, like, the perfect sort of artist to have on that. I understand it's, for like, sure. the easiest thing to do is to have a popular DJ for that, because it's much more difficult for a band to figure out something entertaining.
Right, but, how to get... Right. Yeah.
Awesome. It was really cool.
Lisa Loeb showed up at some point.
She sent in a video. I don't know how like current it was, if it was done uh-huh. during it or not, but it was, she sent a video specifically for it, you know, and mentioned Bitwise and Fresno. It wasn't like they just showed some video from her YouTube. It was like her, sending in a performance for it. So that was pretty cool.
That's rad. Yeah, man, Bitwise, I say just right now, they have long been doing really great stuff, but I think right now, in terms of, like, in the way that they're dealing with the pandemic, the way that I think they're just above and beyond, and should really be applauded by everyone in front.
For sure, it was, and I had a surreal moment during it because so Patrick Contreras played early on in uh-huh. it, and then later on. He had Omar Nair, who he plays with a lot.
Yes.
Omar was on. He did a really cool thing. Did sort of a different performance where he had the flamenco dancer with him and put on like a play almost uh-huh. Musical performance. So I was watching that, and then I'm hearing like music from my neighbors. And I was like, oh, they got it was odd for them to have a stereo up that loud. Like they play music, but not that loud. So I was like, this is kind of weird. I was like, man, the corona is starting to get to everybody on the street. And I go out there to investigate it, and it's friggin' Patrick Contreras, literally like 5 feet from my fence playing for that. They got him to do one of his driveway concerts. So I was like, this is pretty weird. I was watching Patrick on the festival a couple hours earlier. And then Omar's literally on live. And then Patrick is playing in a driveway next to me. I'm like,
crazy.
I'm at peak Fresno right now. And I was having a Tioga Sequoia beer. And I was ultimate Fresnoing.
Right. You're like, this is the best smoke.
Yes, today I truly am the Fresno.
To be able to do that from your own house is really awesome also.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Good job Bitwise, and I hope they do it. I mean, you say I hope they do it again, but it's like, well, maybe there won't be a reason to do it again, but I don't know.
So I believe that they had actually been planning to do like an actual, like they have been wanting to do some kind of this kind of thing, not virtual, but like an actual thing. Long time, and you know, they just hadn't gotten around to it or whatever, you know, because they do events, and this just happened to sort of work out in the way and manifest the way it did. So, you know, I think they probably will maybe try to do something again like this. I think it was great. I think that having the like presenters also, you know, so it wasn't just performers, there were people that were. You know, there was yoga and there was
a couple of workshops and
I think it's really cool. So kudos to them for that.
Yeah, I think it's worth exploring even when things have returned to normalcy. I think it's worth exploring doing something that like that on a yearly basis, even if you could do it live, just to do it virtually.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we've been talking about with the Fresno Famoso is, and we're actually, I think, going to be going on hiatus for a little bit into the summer, maybe only doing monthly or something. But,
okay.
You know, now that things are open again. You know, that's one of the things that we've been discussing or thinking about is like, okay, so how does this all move into the future? And what does it look like when we can get together again in a different kind of way? So, but yeah, I think it's think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Get out. Did you get out any? Did you do any of the food truck?
I didn't understand that part. I didn't really understand, other than like I could go down to where the food trucks are in front of Tioga and get my own food and say, so like, I'm festivaling. But
I think that they were working with Fresno Street Eats, and I think Fresno Street Eats had like 4 or 5 different places set up.
Okay.
And so the idea was wherever you were, there would be a place that you could go that was close-ish to you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Now that makes sense. Yeah. Because it did seem like they were spread out. So.
Yeah. So they had like some up north, you know, maybe at Palm and Knees or something. I don't know. They had different looks, but they had just a few food trucks. And the idea, again, also being that they didn't want everyone to show up at one place, so they kind of out.
I really wish they would. Somebody needs to be a little bit punk rock about it next time and set up in front of Gary Bredefield's house.
Oh, man.
If it's a public street, I mean, couldn't you?
Wow.
I wonder, are there regulations about opening a food truck up in a residential street? Like,
I don't know.
I would imagine there is, but.
I would assume so, but who knows? That would be crazy. So do we want to jump in and talk?
All right, Josh, we're sure. Or what? Yeah. The whole open up group has won out and even got things to open up earlier than the mayor wanted things to do. And more than earlier than the governor wanted, earlier than the mayor wanted, they still somehow managed to
hold up here for a second. I do believe that the city is within the guidelines, the state guidelines for opening stuff.
Okay.
So they're still operating within the state sped up guidelines, because the state, you know, they had their phase 1, phase 2, 2.5, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they kept like updating the criteria or whatever. And I do believe that city of Fresno is now applied or whatever for, or maybe it was, I can't remember. Anyway, I think it was the applied. Anyway, we're all good. We're good. We're good with everyone.
Okay. So,
here's the thing. This is real tricky, because they act like, oh yeah, we opened everything up, right? We opened up, whatever that means. And then you go and you look like, yeah, they opened up the things that could be opened up under the state regulation, which means that still stuff that is not operating, you know, like, so bars are still not in operation. Gyms are still not in operation. Any places that had like state licensing or anything like that, the bars are under state license, so it has nothing to do with the city or the county. So those are all still closed. Just recently, that's why, like, barbershops and whatever were just able to reopen.
Right.
It's because the state allowed them to reopen, not the city. Although, you know, and then, of course, there are different, there was, you know, Clovis, and I think Visalia was the same way, and Tulare County. They were just like, whatever, we don't care. Like, the state has its rules.
Mm-hmm.
We can shut you down, so we're not. We didn't shut down, so we're not going to say whether or not you can be open. So if you want to continue business, we're not going to enforce it. Have fun, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so what do we want to talk about first in this whole thing? Do we want to talk about the protest? Do we want to talk about Bradfield? Do we want to talk about the waffle shop? Do we want to talk about...
Oh, gosh, that's so tiring at this point. It's been so long now. It seems like forever ago.
Right.
Do
you want to talk?
You definitely saw through all that, like, who loves to get attention no matter at what cost. It was like, you know, Bredefield's going in some other district, another council member's district, and causing a big ruckus with, you know, a waffle shop that wants to stay open. And,
right.
and there's a couple other council members that just seem like, and that just seem like they want to do stuff just so people can talk about them and look at them and stuff. And
I mean, well, you know, I think that it's,
there are several times that Bredefield had, like, there's media press conferences that, like, that had no zero necess, did not need right. to be in person at
nope.
all.
Nope. That's 100% right. And I mean, I suppose if you believe in that the pandemic or that, you know, coronavirus is not a thing, or that it's not as dangerous as others are led you to believe, then it's fine, you know. But to me, like, man, what bad governance to have a sitting, you know, a council member, like, literally continue to go against his constituent. I mean, the protection and of his constituents for who knows what reason, you know. I mean,
it seems like he's just listening to, like, a vocal minority of people.
That's exactly right.
And
that's
it's just
and not realizing that there are other people in his constituency who this could potentially be hurting, be affecting. I mean, to me, he's the worst kind of elected official. I hate these elected officials who are like, the government is terrible and the government sucks.
Yeah. Well, this is from somebody that's been in government forever.
Right. You are an elected official. And so, therefore, if the government sucks, you suck. You yourself are, you know, and he would say, well, I'm trying to fight for the blow off. Get out of here with that. Like, it's ridiculous. And I think it's just, to me, it's like, you know, it's the worst. And I feel like we saw in this, and I hope people will remember in the next voting cycle, although I think some people are running unopposed, but maybe that'll change.
I think Bredefield, just all he has to do is just, you know, put his name on the ballot, and I
think it's terrible, because I think that I think what we see is, you know, people working against each other to sow seeds of discontent instead of, like, stepping up and, you know, doing what's right for to keep people safe, you know. And I get wanting to have businesses, if you're a business owner, I understand wanting to have businesses open, you know, but I don't know. I just can't see it. And I think he routinely made himself, put himself out there in ways that,
I used to like going to that waffle shop. It was like a right by where my daughter would play. A lot of times my daughter had soccer there at Fig Garden Elementary, and then or at over at Nelson, which is close by, and that would be where we go after a game. So now I have to think twice about it, I guess. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know.
In my mind, I don't actually have a problem with them opening, like, and realizing, and he did exactly what he should have done, which is, like, he wanted to be open, he reopened. The city came out, they gave him a warning. He said, I don't care. They gave him a fine. I don't care. They gave him another fine. I guess I can't keep doing this.
Right.
And that's how it should work out in my mind, right? Like, if you really believe that you are being treated, you know, if you believe enough in this thing that you think you should go against the order, cool. But understand that there are going to be repercussions for it.
Right.
And you know, the people who went there and supported him, they paid one of the fines for him. So, cool, you know. And to me, that's the way it is. Now, we can argue, you know, whatever, whether or not that's good or bad and how it all played out. You know, I think there was, you know, the guy got arrested there, or detained, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just detained. And wasn't he somebody's, like, a supervisor's dad or something? It was some politician's parent, mom and dad.
So somehow he had some relation to do with something else. But it was never made 100% clear, at least to me in reading what it was. And maybe some of our listeners know better than I.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I guess. But
you know. But the whole thing, I mean, to me, like, just seeing the way that whole thing unfolded, just really crazy.
And then we have some business owners. Now I have to think. I guess it shouldn't matter, and it doesn't really. I'm not going to boycott Fanser restaurants now, but at the same time, we saw Fanser out there. In one hand, he's doing taking every precaution you could imagine a restaurant taking. And then on the other hand, he's like, fuck you guys, I'm open, and you guys can come and sit in my parking lot and eat all you want. Just like, I mean, you know, this is going to be over with at some point, and we're going to remember what you're doing.
That's exactly right. And, you know, to me, like, look, we're all suffering under this, right? Like, mm-hmm. every person is taking some kind of, like, hit by all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude who owns 5 fucking restaurants,
right?
Okay, is taking a little bit less of a hit.
Yes,
I'm sorry, but like
he's like literally like the last guy that I assume. I don't know what his financials or what he's up to, but like I would assume he's the last guy in Fresno that needed to be open.
But like even at that, like he has 5 restaurants. So if one of them closes, and that would be a shame if any. Like I'm not saying I want a business to close. But if he loses one of his 4 restaurants, boo fucking who, man. Yeah. Like, there are people out there who don't have jobs who are struggling to survive. Like, you know.
Well, and there's a lot of the family businesses that are just like, that is all. They have this one business and everything hinges on what this one business does. And
that makes me sound callous and, you know, and I don't mean to be that way, but. And this is after last time I was praising the guy for what he was doing for the opening.
You're fair balanced here, Frezza Famous.
Yeah, I mean,
Famous.
Well, so here's a question. Now, so restaurants are reopened. Have you been out to a restaurant dining since they've reopened?
No.
Are you planning to anytime soon?
No.
Okay.
I just can't see sitting inside a building. I might try and venture into a patio situation here at some point, but I just to me right now the number one thing to be avoiding is inside a building with a group of people.
Yes. Okay.
And when you're talking about, as much as I love going out to eat, and as much as I love going to a brewery or going out to eat to a restaurant. And I want to support everybody doing that. And I know how tough of business it is. At the same time, there are very few things that are least important in life right now than eating in a restaurant.
Right.
So it's sort of like the easiest thing to avoid right now.
Right.
And, I'm just trying to support my restaurants right now by getting takeout they're not getting as much money from me when I order takeout as if I was in the restaurant, especially if it's a restaurant with alcohol, but, I'm still supporting all the businesses I go to normally. I've been going to takeout, that ones that have had takeout open.
Right.
So sitting down inside, I can't do it right now.
Well, and the you know, all of the precautions that people are having to take to make that work, it's like, is that it to me to have to, you know, do I want to put my waiter through the thing of having to have a mask and blah, 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 and gloves and do all this thing. And
That's the unspoken thing that hasn't talked about enough is like the employees that are like really, man, I got to do this for, however much money you're making, like just for, you know, this isn't, that's a tough decision that the boss is like, dude, you got to come in. This is your job. And you're like, I mean, that decision is a difficult decision that, you know.
And so to me, it's like, even though all of these places are open, I'm not going to go. Like, you know, for months I've been, I really was trying to think the other day, like, ooh, is there a place where that isn't open yet? And I mean, there is, and I, and, you know.
Yeah, there's, right.
But for the most part, I can't think of any place right now that's open that I'm just like, ooh, I have to get out to. Like, you know, did you see the lines of people who were waiting to get into Fashion Fair Mall?
Yeah. I just
like what it, or Ross, or like whatever.
I don't understand
what that's about. No. Like, I can't get it.
I mean unless unless you need underwear right that minute, like, I don't.
Okay, dude. Look, you can order, I mean, I guess right that minute, but you can stuff on, like, stuff still gets delivered.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you still need to shop to hit that emotional, like, whatever, that's still available. You can even still shop at the places, for the most part, at the places that you like to support, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the both of the record stores here in town were doing all sorts of things to get people to, you know.
Yeah, so I know. Yeah, still, it's tough. Because, like, I know he, like, places like Heroes Comics, who's kind of a family friend, like, I know it's not going, things aren't going that great. So it's like, it's like, I want him to be able to open up, you know, immediately and get people in there. But at the same time, I think if you're a place that can limit who's inside the store and limit how close people are, I don't have a problem with them being open.
That's 100%. See, I mean, I personally think that, you know, at a certain point, look, like, we're going to have to reopen at a certain point, because we're not willing to do what we would have to otherwise, which is, like, pay businesses to pay employees even though they're not open, right? Because we totally could survive, you know, without having those places open.
Mm-hmm.
If we just were willing to pay people, you know, like, to pay the businesses so they can continue to pay their rent, so they can continue to pay their payroll.
Right. Okay.
So at a certain point, like, logistically, like, we just have to reopen. How we do that is the question. And to me, even though, like, yeah, I can go get a haircut, I'm not going to, until I feel safer about it. You know, same thing with restaurant, you know, like, I don't need, to me, the risk of going to a restaurant is not worth going to a restaurant.
Right.
You know, or a movie theater, or what.
That's another thing. I'm worried as hell about, like, not that I go there a lot, but I did go there recently in Broadway Fair. I mean, that place feels like it's just out on the outer edge of still running, because I'm, like, already worried about that place as it is, and I don't know how that place is going to come back unless whoever owns it is just sort of owns it as a hobby and doesn't need it as an income. I don't know.
I was talking to the guy who runs the drive-in in Madera.
Yeah.
Because they reopened, and they are expecting to do, like, have a long season because drive movies are suddenly, you know, viable again.
He's the only guy in town too.
But he was saying, so they also have like indoor theaters across the state.
Okay.
And he was checking, you know, he can check box offices across the country. And so he was looking at a box office in Texas. And he said that For the weekend that he was looking, and this was a couple of weekends ago. And so Texas, obviously, you know, is open again. You know, Texas. Yeah.
Open where the hell do you want?
So,
all the strip clubs are open.
Right. He was saying that for a 17 screen theater for the weekend, their total like net gross or whatever was they made $9,000 for the whole weekend for 17 screens. So it's like,
seems very low.
Yes. Oh yes. So, you know, the thing is, just because a place can reopen doesn't mean that people are going to be comfortable going. Right? But that's the other thing that you have to, like, take into consideration. Like, you know, the casinos are open again. You're going to get the hardcore gamblers going in. Are other people going to feel comfortable going in there?
Right.
Are people going to feel comfortable?
Which I would think that's where you make your money, is from dopes like me that go, like, once every 6 months and, like, here's $100. Oops! Oh well. See you later. Like,
you know. So I think we're really, it's going to be a while before we really begin to. And I have to give it to places that are, you know, that can open, and haven't reopened yet, because they're trying to figure out how to do it in the best way. So, and I can't really think. I'm sure there's restaurants and stuff, but. But to me, it's crazy. You know, you keep looking at the numbers, and you keep looking at, you know,
nothing's changing, really.
Nothing. I mean, if anything, it's definitely not. It definitely has not gone down. I think it's continuing. It's continuing to rise. Now, if that rise is on a you know, I don't think.
Well, if we would have shut things down a lot earlier, we would be in the down cycle, but since we haven't, we're just sort of just riding this like continuous same cycle kind of thing, seems like.
And so we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see in the next week or next 2 weeks, we'll see in mid-June whether or not we get a big spike and we get overwhelmed, in which case we're going to be going right back down to where we were before, where everything's on lockdown again and whatever. You know, so, I mean, good thing to me, it seems like people, for the most part, I mean, you have your vocal opposition, but I think for the most part, people are realizing, like, oh yeah, we need to wear masks now, and we need to be kind of socially distant and all those things. But it's crazy to me that people are still going to the mall.
I guess if you're Apple, you gotta go to
Apple get that
store, I guess. But like, I'm just trying to think of something like I gotta get in. If I can't get into the mall, I can't get through the week.
Here's the thing: like, a bunch of places weren't even open. You know, a bunch of the stores aren't even open. A lot of the stores are like, you know, clothing stores or that kind of stuff. Retail. Hey,
I like Hot Topic as much as the next guy, but come on, man.
I'm like, where am I going to wear any of, you know, like, I have no place to go to, like,
Nick, one of our Dorktown Network celebrities, he's a Vans guy. And he told me something about that Vans store, that it's one of the top performing Vans stores in Vans. Everywhere,
like in the country or whatever,
it's like the top. No, it's like the number three performing place and it gets exclusive because of that. It gets all these exclusive van things that places don't get. Yeah.
Whoa.
So there you go. Well, little factoid, Fresno factoid.
We didn't get like a specialty. So they made a bunch of like specialty skate shoes for all these people for the coronavirus thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. I guess maybe we don't.
They might have. He says they kind of have a release day there, like, you know, a record store would or something, and they'll sell out that same. They'll sell out things that same day.
We don't have a professional. I don't think we have a professional skater from
What the hell? Why? How do we not have one?
I mean, truthfully, we probably do.
I went to City College with one. he was a, I had some classes with him. He was a pro skater, but he wasn't like a big name, but he was, I should say he was a sponsored skater. Maybe. I don't know if that qualifies you as a sport pro skater.
There's like levels. There are levels. Mm. I don't know all the different, but there are levels, and sponsored is below professional. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Let's get going, Fresno skaters.
Man.
What the hell is there to do?
Visalia has a bunch of, or it has had in the past, pro skaters. Because Visalia was like, had a ton of like really awesome skate spots.
Mm-hmm.
We have one
of the most historic skate box spots of all time that's now condos. But
They're not condos. They're apartments.
Whatever, studio, man.
Loft spaces.
Anyway. Cool, they're cool lofts downtown, man.
Yeah, man. That's right around the corner for me. I go over there all the
time. Maybe you know this, but Tokyo Garden, are they going to come back?
It's so weird because, so they're closed according to their online thing, right? And like whatever. But then I saw, what's his name and his wife going in there the other day in the middle, like on a Monday, going in there.
Well, maybe they just like to hang out in there.
Maybe they just, that's their home.
They're just like, hey, this is our place. I can have all, they're all inside like, woo, this is fun.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I think they probably just don't care. You know, it's like.
That sounds like Tommy.
I mean that like, they're like, there's probably not enough people coming in for them to make it worth it for them process of figuring out. Like,
well, they're in the age of most people would be at home retired anyway. So,
right. Well, and they, you know, I think dude has wanted to get out of it for a while. And if they could sell, like we've talked about it before, I'm sure that they could sell someone who would just take it over.
Right.
That they would. But.
Yeah, well, yeah, we talked about that, how, like, if somebody, once it changes ownership, then they've got to ADA up the place, and that would be a huge deal.
Change it. They could just take it over and leave it exactly as it is, and it's not, you know, but, speaking on that, here's a question.
Oh, boy.
What is a place, restaurant, store, doesn't matter, someplace in Fresno that you would be really...
Oh no!
Oh, if it didn't make it through this whole thing, if it ended.
Although I admittedly hadn't been back there in a little while, and I haven't even, although I did, I checked on them and they were going. I haven't checked on them lately. Popolo's. I'm a little worried about Popolo's out there.
Oh no!
I don't know what's going on. I have no idea if they're like everything's cool or not, but. Yeah. China Bistro here. I've been worried as hell because they didn't even go to takeout mode. They've just been shut down, and they're supposed to open on Tuesday. So I'm hoping they have weathered that storm and they're gonna be okay. I'm trying to think. Eureka Burger has been closed. They were doing takeout for a while, and then they just closed.
Just all together.
Yeah, all together. I don't know what if they're opening back up or not. I haven't seen.
Like Eureka Burger, man, it seems like that one would be a weird one because that place is really small. And so to make it like where people aren't sitting, like they would only be able to have like four tables.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to have that many people inside.
Especially if they can't have the bar open.
Right.
To have people sitting there.
Mm.
Yeah, that one would hurt. All those places would be.
What about for you, Josh?
Oh man, I feel like any of the breweries would be pretty sad for me.
Oh yeah, Zach's better make it.
I've been going to Zach's. Actually, I'm drinking the air hugs and
It's a new beer there. It's a good one
release. I've been splitting my time between, or my money between Tioga and Zach's. And so the last couple weeks I've been going to Zach's.
Yeah, any brewery that wouldn't make it, it would be disappointing to me. So I haven't heard of any yet, but.
That's, you know, the Fulton Street or any of the coffee places, High Top.
Yeah.
I think they're fine, but you know, and I've been supporting them as well. But that would be hurtful. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of restaurants that I would be kind of sad about.
It's funny. I don't think I'm trying to think of a place. I know I'm gonna think after we stopped recording, but off the top of my head, that is closed now. That's permanent. That was because of the coronavirus had to close, and they won't be back.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think
it hasn't started happening yet. Maybe
I don't think I've heard. I mean, there are places that are closed, but I think some of the retailers or whatever.
Yeah, there was something. I'm trying to think. Bethany had reported on a couple that are closing, and they're saying it really wasn't because of Corona. Right, it was just because it was just their time. But.
Yeah, you know. So I was looking the SF Eater, which is a website that includes San Francisco, and they had like a running list of all the places that were closing because of this, like for good. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of horrifying. It was a lot. And I don't know if maybe that's just because obviously there's so many more restaurants in the area, but you know, it was like, you know, a dozen restaurants in every, you know, in San Francisco, in Oakland. And, you know, I mean, it was a big number. And I have seen that, you know, I haven't seen that. And so, you know, I don't know if that's just if we're not seeing those places close, like if people are weathering it better here, or if haven't seen it yet because they're closing and we don't know, we don't know about it yet. I'm not sure I've heard. I don't even think I know of one.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be one, but right now.
But I haven't heard. Which is, it's good. I think that's a good.
We're all gonna do it, man. We're gonna make it through, Fresno.
Well,
just keep trucking.
We are gonna make it through. Here's the
keep on trucking.
You know, what are we in for another hit of this? You know, that's the question. It's like, are we in 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Be another big.
I think,
and especially now. You know, unfortunately, we had just in the last day or two, we've had all these protests.
Everyone's just kind of
for the Black Lives Matter.
Everyone's been getting together in groups, but understand. So we can talk about that when we come back from music break. But.
Yeah, well, but my point is, you know, so I'm wondering if in the next, you know, 3-4 weeks. You know, by the end of June, are we going to see another really big push of this big spike? In which case, we're all going to need to sort of reassess ourselves.
I think every indication is that we are, but you know, who knows?
I mean, we continue on the track that we're on now. You know, I think. That we are seeing more hospitalizations, and that's not good, right? Because that's the thing that we're worried about, is that we were worried about since the beginning. And the reason that it was shut down was not so much to like stem the tide of it. We know people are going to get sick, but the idea is we don't want all the people to get sick at the same time, because then it overwhelm the hospitals. And then that's when you really see the death toll rise, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, let's take a music break.
Yeah. Whee! Life is so fun now, Josh.
It's crazy. I don't even. Yes. Yes, it is.
Band
of the episode. It is the Ultra Diamonds.
Pew, pew. Shiny, shiny.
Song out. And I had it pulled up here a second ago. And now,
beep beep bop boop 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 boop.
Looks like
get your modem. Put your phone and connect it into the modem.
Hey.
And
So it's the Ultra Diamonds. And there it is. And for those who don't know, the Ultra Diamonds is sort of an offshoot, one of the offshoots of Fierce Creatures, Light Thieves, part of the band. You know, so there was the Light Thieves, and then some of them went and formed the 1800s, and other of them went and formed Light Thieves from Fierce Creatures. But anyway, Ultra Diamonds.
Then they fought in the streets, band versus band, to see who is the best.
And so they have a new single out. It was just released on Friday, and it's called Paperweights. Paperweights.
This is a good presence, musicians, man.
Dude, it's so crazy to me that, and this is the way it works, but there's always like just a group, a little like incestuous group of musicians that hang around. And I feel like that group of musicians, that Fierce Creatures group, and everything mm-hmm. that went off of them, they just have been doing amazing, amazing stuff. Anything that any of them touch, I feel like is
yeah.
gold.
Yeah, I've not. They don't do anything badly, you know.
Yeah. And so I, you know, anytime I hear of anything where it's like, oh, those guys in Fierce Creatures, one of those guys was in Fierce Creatures or the Light Thieves or 1800s or, you know, whatever, I'm in it.
I'm in it. And so, in it to win. Yeah.
So these guys are really cool. And you can find them on Bandcamp, Spotify, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, Ultra, blah, blah. Ultra I'm going to start a new website called blah, blah, blah. Sounds like yeah. a good magazine.
I would definitely read that. I wonder if that already exists.
Yeah, it probably is.
It probably exists. Let's. I'm gonna look it up. Go ahead. And, okay.
Well, I have to pay respect to Fresno Black Lives Matter in Fresno because chapter in Fresno because they did a really good tribute slash.
Protest
at City Hall on Sunday, this past Sunday here.
Ridiculous. I mean,
and really, I've been told that this was the first Black Lives Matter protest that went completely smoothly without any sort of trouble or just went and was really well organized and
right.
and everything. So hats off to Fresno.
Right. Yeah. So I think there were 2,000 plus people that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, marched from City Hall down to the police station or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they actually called, from what I've seen, you know, obviously, this is just stuff that I'm picking up off of my social media feeds or whatever. But the group, this might have actually been reported in the Fresno Bee, but I could be wrong. But the group they shut it down earlier than they had wanted because they had heard that there were going to be Antifa or whoever coming
starting to start trouble
that were going to be starting just not even necessarily that they were going to be starting trouble but just that there could be some you know and so they decided just for the sake of whatever to kind of to you know call it early you know it went for several hours. I think it went from you know it started at 1 o'clock and I think it went until maybe 4 or 5 and just you know a bunch of people and I think it is important to you know that it was completely like organized by people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, from everything that I've seen was just like a really powerful demonstration, you know, for the city. So it's something that I think that we can be proud of the way that it was handled. And that's not to say that it was handled incorrectly in other places because it's you know. It's a crazy, the world is crazy right now. And so I don't think that we can sit here and go like, oh, these people protested in the wrong, like screw all that, you know? Right. But we can definitely say that Fresno did a good thing and we should be proud of the fact that so many people were willing to come together.
Yeah, just the fact you had, you know, they had so many people to come out, and everyone was respectful, and not that I like kind of what you're saying is like not that I don't think some of the things that would be considered disrespectful are disrespectful, and I pretty much support a lot of the rowdiness because that's the only way people will listen sometimes. But
that's 100%.
Right. At the same time, it's nice to see Fresno just put on something that went very smoothly and
right.
and made the point of the backbone point of what's going on and everything with the George Floyd movement and stuff is that that it at least got that point home, and that Fresno can show up and be good like that, you know?
Right. And I mean, I think that, yeah, a lot of times that, you know, we have this really bad idea of what is going to happen in, you know, that, that Fresno can't have good things, you know? And this is the weird way to talk about that, like that, you know, oh, we can't have, because obviously this is not, it's not something, it's terrible that we should be having to have this conversation in this way now. But we do, we got to have it. And I'm, it's nice that we're deferring to people of color in saying like, you do this. This is your, right. You guys take the lead and do it. And then, and we will support you 100%.
Totally.
On the, that stuff. Yeah. So that was, I think that was very good. That was very good. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that?
There is a lot of discussion about the sort of shifting gears here, but there's a lot of discussion about paths and figuring out, trails and stuff in Fresno. And I know there was some stuff, I haven't looked into it too closely, but there are at least some talks going on about, you know, planning and how to go about that and all that. And I noticed there at least one thing actually is happening. They're out on way northwest Fresno, out on Herndon. Before you get to 99, before you get to the Marketplace Shopping Center there, it would be between Polk. Basically, at the end of Polk, they're doing a new kind of bike path, walk path from Polk all the way out to where the new overpass will eventually be built over 99. Is that Freedom Way or is that, what is that called? That, dang it. I think it's something Freedom-ish way, where they're going to build an overpass over 99, into that area. So it's kind of cool that it's at least something, even though it's an empty field and it's behind a housing fence, but that it's going to be a kind of a long path. So it's just nice that something's actually getting built, the extending some pathways and stuff. Yeah. Which kind of sucks. Like Herndon has a lot of paths, but they're all they're broken up so much. There's not a real long continuous one. There's just all these like block to block paths, and there's no underpasses for the pedestrians or anything. You know, everything is every path is met with a traffic intersection at some point. And it would be nice if they could figure out some underpasses and connect those Herndon trails like they did with the Sugar Pine Trail and the trail in Clovis, where there's several spots where there's underpass will go underneath the street and stuff. I really wish they would work on doing that for Herndon.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think they should, it would be nice to have it on all the major, you know, roadways or whatever. But Herndon would make sense, I feel like, also connect all those neighborhoods and stuff through there. But,
it's definitely something I hope we can work on.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice to have more walking trails, more. And I mean, especially if we're, you know, with all this pandemic stuff and people are now outside and on their bikes and whatnot, you know, less in their cars, it would be nice if maybe that would be something we could move toward. But I hadn't seen any of that. But then again, I'm not really out on Herndon all that often. So.
Get out on Herndon, Josh.
Well,
get out there.
I'm
do something.
A lot. I can tell you about downtown.
Yeah.
into the tower. I get into the tower quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of about it.
I'm really worried about the tower through all this. I mean, the tower's built on entertainment and people coming out and getting together and stuff. It's definitely worried about what the tower is going to look like when this all kind of plays after this is played out, and if how different as far as businesses and
so and stuff. They had after one of the demonstrations this weekend, there were a bunch of people, they were in the street and they were going down Blackstone or whatever, and at some point they decided they were going to go into the tower. And so I'm watching the beat of the demonstration, the march or whatever, and they're like, into the tower, and I'm like, what is there in the tower that's open, you know? Yeah. Like, there's nothing. Like, once upon a time, in a normal whatever, on a Saturday night, that's a good idea because there's going to be people out and about and mm-hmm. whatever. You know, the tower, I mean, you're 100% right. It's built on that kind of, like, entertainment aspect mm-hmm. of people gathering. And it's just that it's not happening. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff. I know that... they had started a GoFundMe kind of, or a fundraising campaign for Good Company players.
Yeah, okay.
So that they could continue to, like, pay people, because they have a kind of big staff. I can't remember exactly how many people, but, you know, they have a decent staff. And, you know, they raised, I think they were looking to raise $50,000 or something, and they raised $17,000 or something when I checked, and this was mm-hmm. a while ago, or now. And then I think they got one of those PPP, one of those grants
right.
For the small business grants. So, you know, that would be actually one of the businesses we were talking before that, you know, I think would be horrible to lose.
That's a really important for the culture of Fresno, for that, that place, and, like, and that to keep going.
But that's one of those that, like, if you think about it, man, one of the that if you think about how this thing spreads indoors,
right,
where we're gathered and talking a lot,
it's
like that kind of the worst case scenario for this thing. And so it's like, who knows when that's going to open again, and what they're going to be able to do. And
yeah,
so I think they were looking at June.
Okay.
But, you know, who really knows at this point?
Yeah, and like Fulton 55 right now is putting, Josh Wigger's putting up a new mural on there and looks really cool. So it's cool. Looks out. Good. But that's like, how does Fulton 55 do anything?
Well, you know, right. So right now, they're taking the time to kind of like reorganize, rebrand. So they've painted, you know, so they repainted the building. They put the mural out there. I think they took down that Fulton 55 logo, mm-hmm. you know, that they used to have painted out.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing some stuff to the inside. So they are changing up the lighting and the sound and kind of stuff. They had been doing, and maybe they still are, like a series of live stream concerts.
Oh, okay.
So they have bands play on stage and then just live stream it. You know, the problem with that, obviously, is that, like, how do you monetize that?
Right.
The bands are maybe coming in playing for free, so that's fine. But, like, so from a branding standpoint, it's good and keeping your customers aware mm-hmm. that you're doing stuff. But yeah, how do you monetize that into anything? So, I don't know. This is the question for me. It's like, okay, so when these places come back, and I've actually heard a lot of musicians having the same question. So, you know, they're getting gigs, offers of gigs now, mm-hmm. because places are thinking they're going to reopen soon, and they're wondering, like, man, do I take this gig? Do I perform?
Right.
Is it is it safe for me to perform? Is it safe for, you know, can I perform at an outdoor venue? Is that safer than an indoor venue? Do we even want, I mean, for me, it's like, okay, so whether or not it's safe, like, that's not necessarily a concern for me, that, like, whatever. But we know that we don't want to be, we shouldn't be congregating in large groups. If I'm performing, I want to be performing for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like,
if that's you're, that's why you're out there.
That's why you're out there. So, like, do you want to do, like, if, would I say, and I don't know the answer to this because I haven't been asked and whatever, but would I say yes to a show anytime soon, knowing that, like, I should want to be encouraging people to show up, but at the same time, I'm probably not going to do that because because it is it safe? And right now, I personally don't believe it is safe to have.
I don't either.
Large crowds in confined spaces. So, I mean, it's tough. And I have to say, you know, so for instance, and at some point this will happen, you know, at some point there will be a concert happening again. The first concert that happens.
It's going to be interesting.
I maybe would want to be there for work. I also maybe would not want to be there.
Right.
You know, for safety reasons. So that's a question, you know.
Ooh, like, when are we going to see the first Save Mart concert? And will it sell well?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're not going to see anything. I don't think we'll see anything before, like, October. Like, I mean, I don't. Yeah, maybe I don't. The first year. But I don't.
I think, I think maybe first season next year.
That's the other question. That's the, you know, how will it sell? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Truthfully, it might be after October because I bought tickets to see Rammstein in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say that was in October. And I just got...
Du Hast.
Yes. I just got notification that it was postponed.
Ooh.
Not like at the I think that was at the Rose Bowl. And so that was postponed. So if they're postponing that in October day, like, you know...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's going to be small stuff happening fairly soon, maybe within the next few months. I personally, actually, I know that this is already happening, that they're having bands play out at, like, Engelman Cellars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
that's going to happen relatively soon, that they're going to have, you know.
You can stand away from people. So, yeah. I mean.
And it's outdoors and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, whatever. So, you know, so I think that's what we'll see first is we'll see outdoor stuff in large area. When, you know, how long is it going to be before Strummers has a show? Who knows, you know?
Right.
And even what would that look like? You know, because right. Strummers is a small place. So, like, they might only be able to sell 25 tickets.
Right.
So why? How is that even worth it?
Yeah, you're not even going to make your money back. Yeah.
So, yeah. So some of those places, you know, Fulton 55, that's probably a little different because they have upstairs, downstairs. They have a little more space. So, you know, some place like Warner's Theater, you know, could probably, you know, have a concert or even like,
yes, Tower people Theater. Spaced they apart, probably,
right? Tower Theater could probably cut half of, you know, do like a half, you know, whatever. But the other thing is that feasible economically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question. I don't know, and that's the question I'm gonna be asking probably in the next little bit as I see
right.
the more. Coming around, it's like, okay, so now places can open. How's it going to look? What's it going to be? So,
well, we'll keep monitoring it.
Yes.
I think it's time to plug it up. Josh, that there's something to plug. I know the Fresno Bee, man. You gotta, hey, cheers. Yeah. Hands up to the Fresno Bee. You know, you guys been killing it with, you know, limited resources and still doing your best and, you know, in putting the paywall down when it's an important thing for people to see, even though that's like sort of like the model of like that's where you want people to pay for it. So you see the good stuff, but you guys have been like, hey, let's let everyone see these, you know, the health stories anyway. And so yeah. What's going on? The Bee, man.
I mean, I think the Fresno Bee, you know, we definitely have a lot of stuff happening there. And I've been putting together like these daily updates, which essentially is just like aggregating all of the COVID-19 coverage that we're doing through the day and putting it together into like an update story. And I have been just kind of blown away by the amount and the types of stories that we're doing. Yeah. And to me, it's like, I wish that I could just tell people like, man, this is, look at this. Look, this is where there's some really good information here. And if you're not looking at this, you're kind of missing out. So there's so much good stuff happening on all fronts, whether that's, you know, the health part of it or the education part of it. We have the Ed Lab working now and doing some really good stuff. We also have Fresno Lab, which is getting up and going, and that's like the land use management kind of, you know, the environmental, water, land use, all that kind of stuff. So that's coming up, and I think we're still hiring for that, but that's another one of those like labs that we're doing that's paid for through philanthropy. So, and then just the normal stuff that we do all the time, you know. So you got Bethany writing about all the stuff. You have Marek, who has, I think, been doing some really good pieces. I think our opinion pages have been really strong throughout this whole process. Although we did catch some slack for running a piece that called the police department racist, but, you know. So yeah, there's that, and I would definitely say if you can support that, please do. And that's my day job.
Right.
I also am continuing to do the Aikido podcast, so Aikido Discussed.
Oh yeah, I was looking through my podcast feed today. I was like, oh, Josh is still doing Aikido.
Huh? Oh man, I'm telling you what, we have like 135 episodes or something weekly.
Man,
I don't think that we've missed a week since we started. We may have missed one week when I was sick, but I think we might have caught up. Like, we might have caught up somehow.
Right.
But
you did a makeup show.
Yeah, I think we did. I mean, I think we were just like, well, we gotta fucking have a show. Like,
right. So, man, you guys are just all about it.
Yeah, yeah, and we've actually been doing like Zoom calls with our patrons. Members,
okay,
which has been really fun. We got
like individually or just like, or are you invited all the patrons to a Zoom? Okay, truthfully, you got bombed.
Oh yeah, we got bombed. Porn and everything is crazy.
Just so some random person was just like, "Look at this porn."
Several random people. So like we're all in there, and you know. Because it's like all the listeners of the podcast, we don't know everybody. Like
right.
We've met them and we know some of the
Perfect
names,
Poor has one of those too. So yeah.
So we're all in the group and we're kind of talking, and then all of these like a couple of people pop up and they don't have a video feed, it's just the audio and their name, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start like, you know, the voices like start making fun of people. They're like, oh yeah, look at you look like a whatever, and we're like, ah, okay. And then kind of before we could even understand like what was happening, just like porn pops up everywhere. We're like, oh, okay. And then just like, you know, the voices kind of like, they just essentially just overwhelm everything, and so we had to shut it all down and let people in again. And it was I took it as like a sense of like, yes, we got it. I'm hearing about these Zoom bombs, and now here it was. But So we do that. So if you're into, you know, it is specifically about Aikido, but more generally about martial arts. So if you're into martial arts, and you might want to listen to that.
Aikido Disgust.
Aikido Disgust. And then the various bands I'm part of, although right now not a whole lot happening, but you can go and listen on Bandcamp or whatever. It'll go back. The strikingly original.
Pay for some music to download. Yeah. Help you.
If you go to the Strikingly Originals, we do, you know, we have some songs that kind of speak to the current situations that we're in. And then I have hopefully a new project that's coming into fruition. Hopefully we're going to start trying to get some stuff.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Another Josh man.
Yeah. But this one I'm only playing guitar. I don't see. Oh, I'm not doing
look at you.
I'm laying back. So we'll see. Let's see. Oh, and then Fresno Famoso, which is the online full-time arts thing that we have been doing. I believe we've kind of ended the first season of it, if that's what you want to call it. And we're going to be starting up again. I think we're going to probably go to, you know, a monthly thing for the summer and then re-hit it in the fall maybe. Mm-hmm. But that's on Facebook. You can find us Fresno Famoso, and you can see all the old episodes.
Yeah, so there's the clips, and I think there's a YouTube channel that plays clips from.
There's a YouTube channel as well, so you can, that has a bunch.
Anybody that likes Flowing With Famous or remembers FresnoFamous.com is going to want to watch that show.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, so it's me and then Malcolm Sosa, who was, you know, one of the guys who helped get this podcast off ground back in the Fresno Famous days. And then Teresa Flores, who is an artist in town and does a bunch of stuff. And then Donald Monroe. So it's really cool. Each of us brings on a couple of guests each week. And
You're in the Jera seat, the old Jera seat of Flowing of Famous, and I'm in the Malcolm seat, and then Reed's still around, but I'm having to do the editing, so I don't like that, Reed, and I wish Reed would come back.
So you could, and I mean, I think
we had Reed, you and I had Reed for a little run there, and they're like the most creatively edited episodes of Flowing of Famous, but then Reed had to go and do his real gig and
real life. Yeah.
So if you're wondering, if you're ever like wondering, like what happened to all the cool edits that used to happen on the show?
Remember when?
That's Reed. Reed's gone, man.
We need to get a editor.
Yeah. He needs to do I think he should do a guest like once a year. It's like the Reed edited episode. You hear that, Reed?
Eight. Do you think he would be up for that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. Where's he at now?
He's back in Virginia, I believe.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So that's what I'm at. And that's what I'm doing. What are you up to?
I am still posting on the Fresnin, thefresnin.com.
Okay. You had that really good one about the quiet Fresno.
Yeah, I'm good. I miss already. It's gone. It's gone now. I mean, maybe we'll get it back if we have a resurgence of. Yeah. This it would be sad, but like the whole time during stay in place stuff and everything was a lot quieter and stuff, people are just itching to get out there, and the whole time I'm like, man, appreciate it now, before you know it everything's gonna be back to freaking normal and traffic and noise and waiting in lines and all this crap. It's all, so just enjoy it. And I was just, that was just the day before everything opened up. I was like, we're going to have one last day of this, guys.
That was Monday, right? Like Monday and Tuesday they opened.
That was it. It's pretty much, it's almost back to normal. It's still a little bit quieter than it was before pre-pandemic, but it's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because they didn't open, the churches aren't open
yet. Right. Yeah, once the schools and churches are open again, it'll be completely normal. I guess
churches are back. So now, the schools are kind of the only, but schools are done. So
right.
whatever.
Whatever. And also the Perfect Pour weekly Perfect Pour. Craft beer geeky fun time show. And I hear that even beer geeks can enjoy, non-beer geeks enjoy the show. So
no way.
This is what I've heard. These are the rumors.
You know, I will say, so I'm a beer geek, I guess. But I've listened to the show many a time and found it very entertaining for non-beer geeky reasons.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense. So we have a good listener base that calls in and gives us a lot of content and that we can bounce off of that most podcasts don't have. So we enjoy that. And there's also lots of local stuff in there. And what else? We did a new episode of Get Off My Podcast.
Okay.
Trent and I did a little check-in on Harrison Ford and see what. Well, he had a little incident, another airport incident that he went on the rent the wrong way, or he went across a runway he wasn't supposed to. Uh-huh. And they're like, hey, what are you doing, dude? He's like, I thought you said go. And they're like, no, we said wait, because there was a plane coming in. He's like, my bad. Indiana Jones 5 is supposed to be filming right now, but because of the pandemic, everything's on hold. Right. So we're waiting for that. But that has a new director, and that everything looks like it's going to happen as long as they can start filming again. So
what's the story?
They don't know. That's not been told. It might be changing now that there's a new director. So. But there's no leaks about that. Harrison said, made sort of reference to that. There's going to be a lot of back to indie globetrotting kind of thing. But
Nazis, bringing the Nazis.
Yeah, I don't think they can bring it unless he goes to Brazil or something. But
they fast forward to 2020. You never know.
Well, Indy did drink from the cup of Christ, the Holy Grail, so he can live for quite a while now.
That'd be great. They just fast forward him into.
Yeah, what the hell? That's good for now. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we're good. We did a little check in for June and hopefully we make it to July. I don't know what 4th of July's things are going to be like this year.
Interesting. We'll see. I mean, I can't imagine that they're going to have the normal, you know, big blood, whatever. I also can't imagine that people are going to sit in their home for 4th of July.
Right. Because usually 4th of July, it's huge downtown because the Grizzlies put on their big display. It's always sold out. So that game's always sold out. Capacity crowd. And then Tioga has everyone come out, bring their chairs, and that place is usually, like the whole downtown area around Chukchansi is filled normally. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. I wonder if the Grizzlies are going to put on a fireworks show anyway.
Even if it's a game, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. It depends, I guess, on if the city is, or if the state is open, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, if they're able to do it, because, I mean, maybe they would just do it and this would be really cool. You know, they just do it and just, you know, you are responsible for getting to a place to see
it,
you know.
Right, you're on. Yeah, we're going to shoot off some fireworks. You do what you got to do. We're not going to police you. We're just going to shoot them off.
Right. You can't come to the stadium and sit in the stadium and look at it.
Right.
But if you want to. And I'll tell you what, man. I did it once. I was at the stadium on 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And it was rad. It was really.
It's a good time.
It was awesome. You sit, and I think that we moved from.
You could get down on the field, I think, usually when they do it.
The field, and it was just really awesome. It was really cool. And definitely, I think worth if you haven't done it, like totally worth seeing. So
totally.
Anyway, yeah, that would be great. Hopefully, we'll see.
Same. Might be a bad idea too.
Well, right. So yeah, hopefully, things will be a little calmed down by then. But maybe not, and we should know, and we'll talk about it when it happens.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Then that's it.
Everyone, take care of themselves. Out. Take care of yourselves, and watch out for the other guy. Be careful out there.
Yeah,
keep wearing your mask, man. I'm starting to people say people starting to slip.
Yeah. Oh, you really?
Yeah.
See people start.
Mm-hmm. Keep wearing it, man.
Yeah. So this is the thing. Even though places are reopening, I think we still need to be reminded that that we're still in the middle of this.
Right.
So whatever you were doing when this thing started, that's what you should be doing, like times two now,
mm-hmm.
because the number of people who are, I mean, it's, the numbers aren't going down. People, it's not as if no one has it anymore. Like,
right.
No, it's still happening. People are dying still. I don't know what the numbers were this weekend, but you know, over the week it was like, I don't know. I mean, the last few weeks there's been a really big, it's gone from, you know, whatever it was, 70. Now we're up to, I think, in the hundreds for the region,
Fresno County, Fresno region.
I think it was like 30, or we might be probably pushing close to 40 in Fresno counties. But anyway, so it is still a thing, and it is still real and dangerous, and so watch out for it. That's what we'll say.
All right,
guys, thanks so much. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.